sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 kwenkwezi 2022 ngukeeps Dube. Ngendaba zethu lamhlanje.
Ngiyathabe kakhulu ngivuke ekuseni ngibona iphepha ndaba libhale ukhona okwahanjabe kakhulu ngiyabonga. Abahlale benjalo asifuni ukubona ama spikes asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala eMtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe. Asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli.
Amapolisa azelayo ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimota abizwa ngokuthi ngama spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi.
Besibhekele ukuthi impela ikhothi mantshi izoqinisa impela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba. But-ke anyway akukho singakwenza, sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo. Njalo siyakholwa ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhiphileyo nge-bail, kodwa ngokucala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa, sasenethemba lokuthi isigwebo wasosithola.
Izizalwane zakwele-South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele-Zimbabwe. UMnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebheyili. Uwonza Fridays lo mculi womdumo kamaskandi osacathulayo uMxolisi Ndlovu uhamba ngegama lokuthi Makhelwane Inkunzi Yebhuzu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amapolisa eZimbabwe aselaywe ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimota abizwa ngokuthi ngama spikes akade bewasebenzisa kuhlelo lokuxotshanisa lokubobha abemijova abasebenza bengelamvumo. UMlondolozi Zindlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lo mlayo wethulwe encwadini elotshwe ngumkhulu wamapolisa upolice commissioner Godwin Madanga othe amapolisa azasebenza insimbi lezi azabotshwa avalelwe ejele. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ukusetshenziswa kwalezi nsimbi ukuvimba izimota eziyabe zibalekela amapolisa sekudale ukufa kwabantu njalo abaningi balimala kakhulu kwenye ingozi edolobheni leMtare. UZulu uthi isinqumo esithethwe nguhulumende esokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwama-spike yinto enhle ngoba lokhu kuzabulalisa lokulimaza abantu abangela macala abavele bethwele nzima ngodubo lokusilela kwezimota zokuhambisa. UMnumzana Libert Chirumo olula amalungelo oluntu uthi amapolisa abesephula amalungelo kaZulu ngokusebenzisa ama-spikes.
Mina indaba leyo ukuthi sebevalise ama-spikes ngithabe kakhulu ngoba kuyinto enceda thina esigadayo umthova yena leyo ngoba uzukwangona katholakali. Njalo akusayesabisi ugada imchuva ngoba abantu bese besifa. So ngezinye indlela uhulumende ubonile ukuthi impila kahle yabantu babo iqakathekile kulokumisana kwezimota ama-spikes ngoba bekudala ukubhewuka lokufa kwabantu abaningi.
Uqhubeke sithi kumele amapolisa abhale phansi inombolo zemota abazisebenzise ukudinga imota ezibalekayo kunokuvimba ngensimbi lezi.
Ngithabe kakhulu ngivuke ekuseni ngibona iphepha ndaba libhale ukhona okwahanjabe kakhulu ngiyabonga. Abahlale benjalo asifuni ukubona ama spikes asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala eMtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe. Asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli.
UMnumzana Davatha Mlilo yena othi insimbi lezi zake zajikwa ephakathi kwenye imota esithi uyasijabulela isinqumo sokuba zingasetshenziswa.
Indaba yamaspike leyi, indaba yamaspike siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi amapolisa aseze akwanisa ukuthi ayibhange. Indaba leyi ayivunyelwe laseyayikhuthi ukuthi kuthiwa kuyenzakala ukusebenzisa kwamaspike. Siyabonga kakhulu lokho okwenziwa ngamapolisa, kodwa sicela ukuba kwazi ukuthi laba aba izimuli ezelaba abafayo ikhombi yayivela eMtare ipolisa lijike ispike bazayenziwani, bazakhompensethwa na or kuyathulwa kushiwe kunjalo njalo le polisa lelo sicela ukwakwazi ukuthi bazayenzani ngalo.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngunkosikazi Lisa Nala othi amapolisa abe sisiba ingozi kuZulu ngokusebenzisa lezi nsimbi.
Siyabonga shuwa ngokubhanwa kwama-spikes lawa ngoba iindaba zama-accidents bese ziziningi kakhulu, abantu besifa ngenxa yokujikelwa kwama-spike emoteni ehambayo. Siyabonga shuwa, hayi siyathokoza.
Amapolisa abesebenzisa lezi ndlela kulandela isinqumo esabekwa lidale le-High Court kumnyaka esanda kwedlula esokuba insimbi lezi zingasetshenziswa ukuze kubanjwe abashayeli abayabe bebaleka lapho bemiswa ngamapholisa. Kodwa lesi sinqumo bese sibangela ingozi eziningi zomgwaqo okuthi amapholisa acina ebulalisa abantu abangelacala, ikakhulu abantwana besikolo abayabe begade izimota lezi emadolobheni lapho okuvele kulo dubo lokusilela kwezimota zokuhambisa ukuya emsebenzini lokuphindela emakhaya. Kulandela ingozi eyenzakale eMtare ebulele abantu abane yalimaza abaningi, uZulu uhlaye umkhosi okubangele ukuba nababona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu lamalunga edale ephalamende bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele wakhokhelela ekwethulweni kwesinqumo esitsha ngusikomishina wamapholisa uMadanga. Inhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abasebenzisa imichova lamabhasi e-Passengers Association of Zimbabwe, PAS, ibisemizameli yokuphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba isola ukusebenziswa kwensimbi lezi. Nginele isithu 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu o-High Court izolo wamukele isicelo sabantwana bakamoyi uRobert Mugabe owake waba ngumongameli welizwe sokuphikisa isinqumo sokuthi akhitshwe lapho abekwe khona, ayibekwa endaweni yamaqhawe e-National Heroes Acre eHarare. Esethula lesi sinqumo, umahluli uJustice Fatima Maxwell loJustice Amy Tsanga bavumelene ukuba abantwana bakaMugabe abathi ubona Mutsaruni Mugabe, tinotenda Robert Mugabe Jr. loBela Manja Tunga Mugabe banalo ilungelo lokuphikisa isinqumo esathathwa yinduna uZwimba esokuthi ithuna elilele uMugabe ligejwe ayingcwatshwa kutsha e-National Heroes Acre. Lesi sicelo sabantwana bakaMugabe basikhweze e-High Court ngoba beke bayalelwa umthethwandaba kamantshi e-Oshinoyi wawusithi kabanalungelo lokuphikisa induna uZwimba. Izizalwane zakwele-South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele-Zimbabwe uNumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa.
Esethule isinqumo sakhe emthethwandaba kamantshi Randburg eJohannesburg phezu kwesicelo sebail sabesilisa abayisikhombisa laba, uMantshi unkosikazi Hleziphi Mkhasibe uthe abukho ubufakazi obuqinileyo obunikezwe ngabatshutshisi lamapholisa obungenza ube yingozi ukuthi abesilisa laba bakhululwe ngebheyili. Uthe isinqumo sakhe bekufanele asethule izolo, kodwa umeli wabamangalelwa waseveza ukuthi umfakazi obethe abahlanu babamangalelwa wababona bebulala uNyathi ubuye wabesula lobu bufakazi, wathi yena ubebaqamba njengabantu abaziyo hatshi abantu ababulala uNyathi. Uthe amapholisa ehlulekile ukuchaza ukuthi yiphi indima eyadlalwa ngumuntu wonke ngamunye ekulaweni kukaNyathi, ngaphandle nje kokuthi bebeyingxenye yalabo abakhanda umuyi bamtshisa waze wafa. Uthe kuyacaca njalo ukuthi akekho phakathi kwabayisikhombisa laba owabanjwa isenza leli cala njengoba bonke babotshwa sekulensuku uNyathi ebulewe. Ukukhululwa kwabo lokhu ngebheyili kulethe intokozo enkulu kumuli abesilisa laba layo ebisemthethwandaba. Kodwa-ke umzala kaNyathi uMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu laye obesemthethwandaba uthe njengemuli badaniswe kakhulu isinqumo somthethwandaba.
Besibhekele ukuthi impela i-court imantshi izogqinisa impela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba. But-ke anyway, akukho singakwenza, sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo, njalo siyakholwa ukuthi mhlawumbe babakhiphileko ngebheyili, kodwa ngoba icala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa, sasele themba lokuthi isibhekwe wazosithola.
isikhulumeli seviyo labathuthisa unkosikazi Phindi Mtjonondwane utshele isitulo 7 ukuthi lobanje bekhululwe ngebail balethemba lokuthi kusasele icala elikhulu ababhekane lalo.
Sinyanga obushushisi sasambela isimo sentantolo, sizoqhubeka nophenyo, kuzothuma uphenyo seliqediwe bese ke sizilungiselela ukuthi icala lizothethwa enkantolo.
Umantshi ulaye omangalela ukuthi bahlawule amarandi azinkulungwane ezintathu 3000 rands yebail umuntu ngamunye bengathintani labafakazi kulolu daba njalo baphenduke njalo emthethweni ndaba mhlaka 7 Ntulikazi. Abachuchisi bake bazama ukuthi unkosikazi kamuyi unkosazana Nomsa Chuma yena osesekhaya eZimbabwe aphenduke kwele South Africa ezokutsho ukuthi kambe kukhona yini kwabobuchiweyo wambonayo elalabo ababulala umkakhe, kodwa ke yena wahala esithi wesabela empilo yakhe. Omunye wabeZimbabwe owahlukunyezwa ndawonye lonyathi yena kenelisanga ukutsho ukuthi kwababotshiweyo ukhona yini oyingxenye yalabo abahamba lonyathi bayambulala. Selokhu kuqale lonyaka ziyanda izehlakalo zokuhlukunyezwa kwezalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa zisenzwa yilabo abathi abantu bokuza abaphume baphele ngoba babathathela imisebenzi kanye lokudala amacala. Melestube 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kulesibotshana kwele Russia eseluhlonyiswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi ele Russia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia lihlasela ngamandla kwele Ukraine. I-Associated Press ibika ukuba bekugcwele phambi intatheli zindaba emthethwandaba eKiev kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi usayijeni Vadim Shaishmarin elethwa kuleyo ndawo. Umthethwandaba uthi wadubula umuntu owayezihlobela ibhasikili eChupakivka. Ubefakwe ebhokisini elincane emthethwandaba lo njalo elindwe ngamasotsha namapholisa abehlome aphelela. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine uthi kulabantu abaningi ababulawa ngamasotsha akwele Russia anjengoShaishmarin. UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya ocubungula ezombusazwe uthi lokhu kuthakazelelwa yinkokheli yamazwe entshonalanga.
Uzulu weUkraine lamanye amazwe e-EU le-ase-America bazakamukela ukuthoniswa kwaVadim Shaishmarin ibutho leRussia elabanjwa kuthiwa ladubula umuntu lambulala. Empini kuvele kule mthetho yokuthi abantu abangathwalanga izikhali vele ngabadushula. Kodwa sabona ukuthi lokhu kuzahlupha ukuthi babe sebethonisisa abanye ngoba ukuze bababambe kulesikhathi bengaza manje ukuthi khathesi basebenzise nje njengemzekeliso uShashin. Kodwa ngikhole ukuthi kuzakwala amaRussia amaningi azabanjwa. Yena umnzana Putin yena ngokwakhe uyofanele abe lecala ngoba laba yisithunywa kuphela. Akumele ukuthi ukuthenswa icala leli kutshengise ilizwe lonke jikelele ukuthi impi yobudlwangudlwangu kayiqondanga ilizwe lakathesi kalisadinga ukuthi kube le mpi. Ye, ngibona ngathi mina kuyinto enhle kakhulu, fanele siyamukele.
Kodwa umnumzana ngakuthoma Bhena unobhala jikelele webandla leZimbabwe Communist Party uthi akuqedakali ukuthoniswa kukaShaishmarin.
Lokho esikuzwayo kasilaqiniso lakho ukuthi kuliqiniso ngoba selokhu yasuka impi e-Ukraine iNATO yavala abezindaba beRussia ukuthi batshele umhlaba ngokwenzakalayo. Indaba esizizwayo kuphela ziphuma kuba kuma news journalist abuya eAmerica kumba beNATO abe Europe. Kakula independent verification yodaba lolo okhulunywa ngalo. Yikho ke kuba nzima ukuthi siphawule. Thina sikuchoyo ukuthi kumele thina sizwe okuvela kibo bona beMelika labeNATO okuvela kuhulumeni weRussia. Sikwazi ukuthi sidingisise stole iqiniso yipi kodwa kwakhathesi sizwa into evela ehlangothini olunye. Lokho kwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi sikukholwe ukuthi into le kuleqiniso kumbe ngamanga ngoba siyabona amanga amane ngakhulunywayo ngoba vele ngesingisi bathi in a war the first casualty is the truth. so iqiniso ke vele kasilazi
usenjalo usemdakani Paul izolo kusihlwa umise kancane ukuthi kunikwe ele Ukraine amabhiliyoni angamajumi amane amadola 40 billion dollars yokuthenga izikhali ukuhlenga abaphephela kwamanye amazwe lokunye sekuzathatha iviki ukuba idale lesenethi kwele Melika lilungise udaba lolu kula bantu abaningi asebebuleke kwele Ukraine kulandela ukuhlaselwa kwelizwe leli ngele Russia ngohlolanja lonyaka. Ulangtok namhlanje sihlaziya izikhondiso ezethulwe nguhulumende weZimbabwe athi ngezokulungisisa umonakalo okhona kusimo somnotho welizwe ngokwalisa amabhanga ukukweledisa imali abantu namakampani. Okwamanje ukuthi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukunanza usuku lwe-Earth Day okwenziwa ngumabasa sonke isikhathi ngoba ezemvelo yizo eziphilisa uzulu inyamazana lakho konke okutholakala emhlabeni. Ukunanza lokhu kukhumbuza uzulu ukusungulwa kwenhlanganiso ezivikela ezemvelo. Ukunanza usuku lolu waqala ngomnyaka ka-1970 lapho kwethulwa imithetho eminingi yokuvikela umkhathi, amanzi, inyamazana lokunye. Kwaba isikhathi njalo sokubumba uhlangothi olubona ngezemvelo kule Melika olwe-US Environmental Protection Agency. Lokhu kwakusenzelwa ukuvimba ukugugudeka komhlaba. Lo nyaka uhulumende kamongameli Joseph Biden uthethele elinye njalo inyathelo lokuvimba ukukhudumala lokugugudeka komhlaba ngesikhathi kunanzwa usuku lwe-Earth Day. Okwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden kugoqela ukuvimba ukuganyulwa kwezihlahla, ukukhuthaza ukulondoloza ezemvelo lezilwandle, ukuthiwa kwenhlanzi ngemfanelo, ukubuthwa kwamaplastiki lokunye. Lokhu konke kungokunye okwaqala ukwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden nonkosikazi Kamala Harris kusukela ngesikhathi bengena ezikhundleni. Babambisana labanye amazwe phansi kwesinqumo se-US-China Joint Glasgow Declaration esokulondoloza umhlaba ngokulwisana lokukhudumeza umkhathi. Uhulumende weMelika ukhangelwe njalo ukuba uzaqhuba umhlangano omkhulu wenkokheli yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele uzahlolisisa okungenziwa ukuze kulondolezwe ezemvelo njalo kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Amazwe athuthukayo akhangelwe ukuba azancediswa ngokuqhuba inhlelo ezilondoloza umhlaba. Umnumzana Anthony Blinken okhokhela uhlangothi lukahulumende kwele Melika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe uthi ele Melika lifisa ukuba kuvinjwe inhlelo ezenza umhlaba ukudumale ngamandla. UBlinken uthi ele Melika lethula imizamo eliyenzayo ukuze livimbe ukugugudeka komhlaba okwenziwa ukugudumala komkhathi. Uthi elemelika lizazama ngamandla wonke ukuba umhlaba wonke jikelele uhlale ukusimo esingabhidlizi ezemvelo. UBlinken unqoba kakhulu okwenziwa ngababemele elemelika emhlanganweni we-COP26 eGlasgow. Uthi elemelika okwamanje lilandela isivumelwano se-Paris Agreement esikubeka sobala ukuba kumele kulondolozwe kahle ezemvelo uze uzulu aphile kahle emhlabeni. Uthi bazasebenza nenhlanganiso ezikuqela eyamazwe akuzokazi le-Europe, e-European Union, uze kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Lolu bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Wezemidlalo udlela evalweni umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders uMandla Mpofu phambilini komdlalo wabo leqembu le-Dynamos ngesonto. Intetheli zindaba yethu yemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Umlalendazi lizadibana lele-Dynamos ngesonto enkundleni e-Papa Fields kule minyaka embalwa. Iqembu ledimbare lancina ukunqoba eleBhoso kwimidlalo yeligi kodwa uMpofu uthi abangeke bathembele kuleyo mbali.
Umdlalo kwesikhathi ungawukhangela awufuli ukukhangele ngembali ngoba okuzayenzakala ngesonto uyabungakwazi ngoba la iDynamos kathi siyalungiselela ungakhangela lapho ekhona ingu number one ngoba iyakwanisa ukudlala ibhola. Number one, ngoba ibikwanisa ukuhamba ithatha ama-points home and away. And niyazi ukuthi babuya belikhulu. Ibalekhulu elikhulu kakhulu abanalo, ababuya nalo, nevuka ukuthi sibadle kwi-independence. So ngumdlalo omkhulu okumele ukuthi lathi sinje njengeqembu, silungiselele okuzwayo. Ukuthi sithole ama-points esiwafunayo.
Ngempela viki edluleyo kulabalandeli beqembu le-Islanders abatshengisele besithi umqeqeshi uMpofu esuswe esikhundleni, kodwa umgadli weqembu leBhoso uLinus Chikuwa uthi abalandeli kumele babuye ukuzokhuthaza iqembu ukuba linqobe.
Sathi ngisemasupporter ukuthi bebuye bezobukela igame, bezofakaza njengenjayelo. Kanti asiyi ukuthi bebuye bezothethisa benze ngaka. Thina ubuya kwabo yikho ukuze senza lathi sithole i-3 points zone ezisifuna on Sunday.
Imvimbi yeqembu leBhoso uAndrew Mbeba laye ugcizelele ukuba bazimisele njengabadlali unqoba ngensonto.
Game enzima futhi. Ngikodwa thina ukutrain and train kwethu is right. Ngifokasi singuyini game lenza. Plus futhi okunye sabantu sebengabe besicriticize to ufanele yalinda. But focus it to give me when I play Sunday's game.
Amaqembu lawa ehlukaniswa imiklomelo elichumi lane njengoba ele Dynamos le miklomelo ngamachumi amathathu ukuthi ele Highlanders lona le miklomelo elichumi lesithu. Eminye imidlalo yevikile lechumi lanhlanu kusigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Ngomgqibelo iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizemukela ele Tenex ngaseBaobab. Iqembu leRentals lizadibana le Bulawayo Chiefs ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala le ZPC Caribe ngaseBaobab Fields. Ukuthi iqembu leWawa lizanqikilana le Harare City ngase Ascot. Ngensonto iqembu leCapes United lizemukela ele Chicken Inn ngase National Sports Stadium. Iqembu leManica Diamonds lizadlala lele Black Rhinos ngase Sakupva. Kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana lele Cranbourne Bullets ngase Kibo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Uwoza Fridays lomkhuli womdumo kamaskandi osathuthukayo uMxolisi Ndlovu uhamba ngegama lokuthi makhelwane inkonzi yegusu untu kamelikomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Unkunzi udabuka eLupane esigabeni saseKavela kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlalate lakhe lesibili njalo isihloko salo sithi isakhelene. Nangu echasisa
emculweni sengesikhathi singango 2 years ngiqale ngo 2020 ukuba ngiyethule iCD lokuqala ebelithi uvala sasengenza ke iCD lesibili.
Idlalate leli lilengoma ezilichumi lambili ezigoqela ethi amaphiko, Jerusalema, ponyongo, kanye lethi imizuzwana. Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho uba kuthola njani?
Inamba enatholakala kuzona +27 72 62 02 780 +27 72 62 02 780 ngise South Africa, ngise Joburg, nje abantu abangabe se Joburg lapho siyabe singathintana kulezo na numbers ama-CD angatholakala leso sikhathi mabe sixhumana seGoli.
Abalandeli ke ubatshela wapha amazwi.
Ama-CD akhona nalapho kuba khona imicimbi nje eyenzekayo ekhaya noma imicimbi nje yasemshadweni, imicimbi yasema-birthday party. Kuvumelekile ukuba ningasimema nathi size sibambisane nabo abalandeli bethu kulokhu abayabe bebhekane nabo kulowo mcimbi abayabe bebhekane nawo.
Uphuma ke enkundleni umakhelwane inkunzi yegusu ngale ethi Jerusalema.
Ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokela. Amapholisa eZimbabwe aselaywe ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketane ahlaba amavili ezimoda abizwa ngokuthi ngama-spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele Zimbabwe uMnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebheyili. Kule soja nakwele Russia eselitholiswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi elirussia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoKip Stube.
Libonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teerera izvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.